The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Sunday, September the 4th. And it's Dundalk. Yes, it's that time of year when the Irish racing or weather scene really does start to take off. And we get an appetizer before the Friday night action kicks in another week or two's time. We've got, to say, eight races to look at. Very competitive card it is as well.
Race one.
Starting with the 130, which is a 5-furlong handicap, 14 runners go to post. Quite a few of these are out of form at the moment, and it makes life very, very difficult to try and sort the wheat out from the chaff. But I always look towards a low-drawn horse here over 5 furlongs at Dundalk. And the one that fits the bill is Strategic Force from the Gerald O'Leary stable. Out of form at present, but that's largely due to the fact that he's been running on the turf of late, and his record 0-15 on turf suggests that that's not really his cup of tea. But he subsequently slipped down to a rating of 65 on his return back to the all-weather surface. And the last time that he ran here on the 8th of April in a Class 5 event, he was third behind Lady Mega and Go Kart, and those two now are rated 89 and 85 respectively. So off a £6 lower mark and drawn in store one, there's every chance that Strategic Force will bounce back to something like his best at the place that he loves the most. And he rates a decent each way bet at his top morning odds around about 10 or 12 to 1.
Race 2.
On to race two then, and another very competitive race over 5 furlongs. Not so well drawn this time as my first selection, but I'm going to have to stick with the speed machine, which is Chicklet from the Tracy Collins stable. She's just got an amazing record here at Dundalk. Every time you up her in grade, you stick a little bit more weight on her and you put her up in the rating, she keeps answering every call. And her last three victories here have all been pretty much the same blueprint. Fast away from the stalls, getting an early advantage and hanging on and winning fairly comfortably. Beat Primo Uno last time out on the 12th of June. And that form has been boosted multiple times over with the likes of Austinia and Primo Uno, the second, all going on to win subsequently. Her time figures are always very smart here. And while she remains in good form, I'm going to stick with Chicklet and hopefully she can win again.
Race number three.
On to the third race then, the 230, which is a 7-furlong contest for the two-year-olds. We haven't seen Thomas O'Malley out for 132 days, but hopefully it'll be worth the wait, because the last time we saw him on his debut, he was really eye-catching when he finished a good third behind Psychedelic Funk in a very hot maiden at Nace. And a reproduction of that kind of level, or an improvement on it, there's every chance that he will do, being as though he's likely to have improved in the interim. He must have a decent chance of at least finishing in the first three, because we can get 4-1 for him this morning on the morning line, which looks a decent each-way bet. He could have done with a slightly better draw in trap 10, but hopefully Donnacho O'Brien can work his way into a decent position and getting competitive. Obviously, the main danger looks to be John Honeyman, who is fifth in a red-hot maiden at the Currie of the Day behind Arcada, and that race has worked out particularly well, as the second Capri has gone on to win a Group 3 contest subsequently. Many others in behind have all proven that that form is fairly decent. So obviously he looks the main threat. But Thomas O'Malley each way, I don't think we'll go too far wrong there with him.
Race 4.
This is a rated race where Quite a few of these could be fancied on their recent exploits. Obviously, De Coronado is going to be very well fancied here from the Aidan O'Brien stable. He was a big eye catcher first time up, and he justified that with a good win here 21 days ago when he pounced late and parried his way to the front of me. Balcony, who advertised the form with a win at Nace yesterday, so everyone's bound to be aware of how good that form level is. But at the prices, I'll probably stick with Tommy Stack's Charge. Talking of Balcony, well, that horse won yesterday for Tommy, so the horses are in good form. And so is Victoria's Secret right down the bottom here. She's absolutely run on top of her game at the moment. If you look at all weather form as well, it's absolutely superb. On the five times that she shipped up here at Dundalk, her form credentials read 3-1, 3-2-1. And the last of them was a victory here on the 12th of July when she won with a bit more in hand than the official winning margin suggested. She's also gone to Leopardstown in the next two runs and finished first and second, both of them in very strongly run handicaps. But I do think seven furlongs is going to be her trip in the future. She's well drawn as well into stall number two and has got Killian Leonard on board. The Banter go good gallop here with Great White open and one or two others in the race. So hopefully it'll set it up for a nice powerful finish from Victoria's Secret, and she's the each way choice.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and a very competitive maiden we have here. Obviously all eyes are going to be on Cenotaph, who hasn't run for a while, but he's got plenty of quality, and the all-weather scene could well be his bag. Atlas and Flower Hill Nova, they've both shown lots of consistent form in their recent runs, and it wouldn't surprise me if one of those popped up today. But I quite like the run first time up of a horse called Green or Black, who caught the eye last week in a very decent maiden run at Navan. The time figure was exceptionally good. They went a really good gallop, courtesy of Schubert, taking him along at a very strong pace. And once he faded, it was up for grabs in the latter stage. It looked like Andrew Oliver's Charge was going to take a major, major hand in the finish. But unfortunately, in chasing that very fast pace set by Schubert, he collapsed late on and he finished sixth in the end. But that said, it was still a decent effort by Andrew Oliver's Charge. And with just normal improvement, dropping back in trip, he certainly showed enough first time out to suggest he's going to be very competitive in races of this nature. So I think he's got to be on the shortlist. And at 9-1 top price this morning, Green or Black makes quite a bit of each way appeal.
Race number 6.
On to the sixth race then, and a very trappy looking race. Not too many here coming in with spot on or sound credentials. The obvious two would be Matriarch and War Room, have both finished runner-up respectively on the last two runs, particularly War Room, who's a regular here at Dundalk. He's finished second to Kukanoff and Fairy Foxglove on his last two starts. And the mile trip seems to be bang right up his alley. I think if you're looking for a no-nonsense each-way bet, then War Room would obviously fit most punters of criteria at 4-1. But I do quite like the chances here of a horse called Felix Gold. There's just half a chance that Mickey Halford's Charge might just take to this all-weather surface, because he's been really struggling on soft ground on the turf over in Ireland. Particularly his runs at Roscommon and Tipperary when the ground was bottomless. He actually shaped a little bit better than his finishing position suggested on both of those two occasions. But he has been dropped subsequently £3 by the handicapper to a mark of 55. And Mickey Halford, the shrewd old fox, has gone for the blinkers first time on this filly by Bush Ranger. So there's a good chance that she might run a little bit better than her form figure suggests. So Felix Gold, she's definitely worth an each-way poke in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the seventh race then, and what looks on paper a very trappy handicap, but by nap of the day runs in this race here, a horse called Saffarine from the Johnny Murta stable. Amazingly, this horse has managed to be dropped £3 from an eye-catching run the other day in a red-hot race at Roscommon, won, of course, by Great Wide Open, who runs early on in the card in a much sterner race than this one. But that race was chock full of inform runners that had got previous form and had gone on to boost the form subsequently. Such horses as Texas Rock and Have a Nice Day, they've run well at the Curragh recently, as Blair Main, of course, who was fourth. And this horse is doing all its best work from the back of the field. Now, previous connections, when they had this horse, they basically plied its trade on an all-weather surface. So there's a good chance that this filly by Chamadel will take to Dundalk like a duck to water. Certainly that's the theory anyway. And she starts off a very, very favourable mark on a return to a Polytrack surface. So Safarine drawn nicely from the shrewd Johnny Murta stable. 8-1 top price this morning. That surely won't last. That's got to be a decent each way bet in the 4:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race of the day, a 2-mile contest where quite a few of these coming in good form, none more so than Sir Raston, and he's the automatic choice from the Dermot Weld stable. On the last time we saw this horse here at Dundalk, he was beating Tiger Roll and Rakongo, which looks excellent form given that those two horses have both been in excellent form over hurdles and over jumps respectively throughout the summer jumping period. This horse has only gone up £5 subsequently, which looks very, very lenient off the back of that particular form. And we know that he stays the trip really well, and he's drawn in stall one as well. 15-2, top price this morning. He looks a fantastic each way bet. The main threat could well turn out to be Al Nahar from the Natalie Lupini stable. This horse was a good third in a decent race last time out in the Curra, but has also got some very good form here at Dundalk, particularly over middle distances. Slight question mark whether he'll get 2 miles or not, but he's certainly worth a small interest to find out at a decent price this morning. But the main choice is most definitely Sir Raston. That's it for today. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got Galway tomorrow for you, beginning at 4:30, so we'll have a preview early doors, so do tune in tomorrow morning on Monday, September the 5th. I'm Andy Holden, signing off for this edition. Thanks very much for listening, and it's bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.